KFOK, LPFM in Georgetown, California, the Big Kahuna Zoo, the name of the program. Andy Lake, your intrepid DJ, and I'm so glad to be here. How in the world are you out there in Radioland? Oh, and live 365 on the internet. We've got a political and contemporary issues commentator going to be interviewed here shortly. Mr. Ray Corona, a little bit different departure here today on the Big Kahuna Zoo, interviewing a professional in the music business who just happens to write songs about current issues. I do a lot of searching the web to check things out, you know. And one of the things that I checked out on the web was the name Ray, R-A-Y, Corona, K-O-R-O-N-A. I did a Google on Ray, and I came up with 78,100 hits. So he must be big time, huh? Who is this guy? Well, according to Vita Minnick, the Music Evolution says, Ray Corona writes stirring songs about working, fighting the system, pollution, and homelessness, along with heartfelt songs of love, friendship, and peace. Ray's open shows with Richie Havens when Pete Seeger performed his 80th birthday concert in New York City, recalling his life and the music of struggle. The Ray Corona Band played every song with Pete, and they also played some of Ray's new topical songs as well. When Nora Guthrie hosted a celebration of 65 years of her father's song, This Land Is Your Land, Ray's band played Woody's songs and Ray's new songs. Hey, Ray is mentioned on Answers.com, Unionsong.com, Ilo Aktrov, regarding child labor in a song he wrote after a visit to Thailand. The Glasgow Caledonian University Center for Political Songs. A link even popped up for Ray Corona Band items on eBay. I'm impressed, Ray. Where do I get your autograph? Check this out. moregoatthangoose.com. moregoatthangoose.com? Oh, hey, here's one. Walmart.com, the music download section. Well, that last one's an interesting link, Ray. I guess a guy's got to eat. Anyhow, greedy globalizers, war mongrels, executioners, tree clear cutters, homophobic Boy Scouts officials, union busters, political profiteers, and double talkers, beware. Ray Corona's songs will run right over you. A guy who's made it totally. You know you've arrived when you're listed at Wikipedia.org. It's a joy to welcome to KFOK, Mr. Ray Corona. Ray, are you out there?
Hey, Andy. Can
you hear me? I got you, Ray?
All right, man.
Hey, let me do this thing here. Have I got you? We got Ray? Hello, test.
Well, I guess I need to do a test. Hello. Is anybody out there?
All the way from New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ray Corona.
Does that mean it's working?
I think I got you in my headphones, man.
All right. Well, that's good because, you know, I had you in my headphones for a while, and I couldn't believe the stuff I was hearing. At least to give me equal time.
Hey, Ray.
This guy Andy is quite a character, too.
Shut up, man. This is about you.
I hope you guys Google him someday.
Greedy globalizers, war mongrels, executioners, clear cutters, homophobic Boy Scout officials, beware, Ray is going to roll right over you. Is that, like, does the description fit, Ray?
Wow, who writes
Tell us
this
about
stuff?
Your music. I don't know, you know, you're all over the web, and I just pulled up some stuff that, you know, I could find. And, you know, somebody apparently thinks you're one bad dude.
Well, at least we're having an effect, you know, and I think that's what everybody's got to realize, that we can all do in our own way. There's really, you know, especially now with the internet, and especially with all the different little cable stations and community radio and NPR affiliates and college radio and putting together different kinds of events. There's just so much out there that isn't covered by the limited mainstream channels. And if you were kind of brain dead and you were only watching those television shows and reading those big-time papers, you wouldn't know about it because you'd miss most of what's going on, most of what's exciting and what's really going to be changing things, I think, in the long run, and even in the short run, too, I hope.
Indeed. Didn't you mention that you'd actually done some shows with Noam Chomsky, who, you know, that's his central premise in so much of his writing?
Yeah, we get to do, because a lot of the music is political, we get to hang out with the music types and do shows with them and jam and sit in and all that. But we get this other big bonus. We're able to hang out with all kinds of political speakers and labor organizers, social activists, just about every stripe. And so as a result, I've been able to be in programs with Jim Hightower or with Noam Chomsky and many other people that are primarily known for their speaking rather than for their ability to sing, but or play guitar, you know. But these guys are really exciting to meet and listen to, and it's kind of, I think, an important thing to put cultural stuff together with the speakers, because no matter how good the speakers are, people do get a little bit tired after a while of just hearing talk. And you also have a situation where words can appeal to, like, you know, your left brain, or maybe once in a while cut across and appeal to your right brain. But music really just goes right in there. It's kind of something that appeals to your spirit, and it makes you feel something right away. I think that's why Bruce Springsteen said that he learned more in a 3-minute song than he ever learned in school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You touched on so many things. Let me see if I can remember them all. You talk about the knee-jerk reaction to certain words. I mean, don't you see that so much in the way American citizens are played? And you know, and oh, you know, you say the word terrorist or something, and everybody has this gut reaction. And you talk about, you know, how the mainstream media is not really going to cover these people. The message doesn't necessarily fit the time, according to you know, upper management or whatever, and so many things that you've touched on. One thing I would like to ask you, Ray, I mean, you've met all these people, you've talked with them. Do they have teeth? Are they weird, long-haired, you know, scraggly-looking hippies that have ants and fleas all over them, like, you know, so many of them are portrayed by the hysterical folk out there? And
well, believe it or not,
just normal folks.
A lot of them, Andy, are better looking than you and me.
So Andy Lake's picture did make it through to your radio, yeah.
Well, they took him down right away. I didn't understand that, but you know, they do that to me too.
Oh.
No, these people usually are pretty interesting to talk to, because while some of them may, you know, really be able to wax eloquent on their particular issue and can get a little strident now and then, most of them are really thoughtful people that are passionate and want to have a better world. I would much rather have the company of musicians and artists and speakers that care about human rights and about, you know, real people anytime than the company of these gray-faced, kind of gray-suited guys that say everything with a calculated spin and have no emotion behind the words, and you finally decide that the only there is a there that's kind of calculating how many dollars are going into the bank account this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is in the media. I mean, that's one of the things as a performer you have to face, and you know, Bruce Springsteen is a great example, Pete Seeger another, of people who have a message in their music that also have been commercially successful. But it's, you know, it's not easy. It seems so much well, you touched on this too in that little opening statement you made about how the you know, the appeal of things is so important to having the message even listened to. And
You look at the ratings of some of the major TV networks, and it makes you wonder. The ratings are really high on ones that not necessarily giving data so much as a glimpse at some pretty girl reading some bimbo story. And you know, how can we be a nation of informed voters and informed people in circumstances like that? It's very troubling.
And much of this stuff is true about different ratings or what people will believe from the politicians, much to our distress. But on the other hand, a lot of it isn't even true. I'm seeing surveys, and I'm sure you are, all over the place, showing that as many as 80% of the American people want out of Iraq now. But the people that don't want out of Iraq are the tiny fraction of 1% that are in control of the government. And those people are already invested, and they already have their agendas, and we can talk about whatever they are. We know oil has a lot to do with it, but there are different opinions about the details. But I think it's real clear that what we're not getting is democracy. That slogan you hear in all the rallies, you know, this is what democracy looks like, that's when you see a lot of people who are energized and care about something. What we're getting on a regular basis is just, how do we spin this? How do we spin that? The president recently has been accused of spying on people unlawfully. Seems like a pretty good case that he is and was. And so I don't know if you saw this item, but the Attorney General Gonzalez went over to Georgetown Law School to speak to the law students and started defending the spying program. The whole room full of law students stood up, turned their backs to him, and slowly walked out of the room.
No kidding. No,
now,
I didn't hear. I didn't
stuff.
Hear that. That is, boy. Well, let me guess. That's going to be on Fox tonight. They're going to
exactly.
show all the students walking out.
Exactly. I think you got the picture. You know, you and I may not be giving the message of whatever those people on the list were, management and sponsors and whoever else, you know, we may or may not be giving their message, but you can be sure that the message of the management of the government and of the major corporations is what is being given on all these media outlets.
I think it's important for everyone to remember that one of the strengths of America is its diversity. And for every person that's out there that blindly believes the far left, we need a person who blindly believes the far right, and we need people that are informed and have formed an opinion based on things that might be, let's say, similar to my views or your views or someone else's views, as well as somebody who says, well, no, you know, that spying thing doesn't bother me, that's okay. But that's really, you know, when you mix it all together, that's the strength that I perceive as lacking, because there isn't much opportunity for an alternative voice. And that's one thing that we're doing here, though. We're talking, you and I, Ray Corona on the radio with Andy Lake. We're on the internet right now, and it was a really neat thing when we met. You sent me a message that said, I don't know you, but I listen to your program, and it's like putting something down on a scrap of paper and throwing it into a bottle and casting it out to sea. You probably saw the thing about the little girl in preschool or whatever it was who got an answer to her message in a bottle all the way from Australia.
We are on the same wavelength. The latest song I've just been working on, and this was partly your doing because you said in one of your emails to me, well, Mr. Songwriter, you know, talking about message in a bottle, why don't you write a song? So I said, well, Sandy Lake is telling me to do that. I better shape up here and, you know, stop goofing off all day and write one. So so I've actually got a new song. It's not recorded or anything, so I can't really give it to people on the air today. But as soon as I get even a demo of it together, I'll send it to you. And it's called Message in a Bottle. And it opens with the story of that little girl.
Outstanding. Hey, that's great,
so there
Ray.
You go.